Exercise 5, page 206. Text 1.
I've always considered myself to be an optimistic person. My classmates even call me Smiley because they always see me in a good mood. For the most part, that's true. I am in a good mood. However, lately, when I've been on my own back in my hall of residence studying or just watching TV, I've been feeling a bit down. It's not that something bad had happened to cause it, so I was confused. I met with a school counselor and we talked for a while, and they recommended I see a psychologist. I took their advice and I'm so glad I did. The psychologist helps me talk through what is going on and figure out why I'm not feeling my best.
Text 2.
The worst substances to be addicted to: alcohol, drugs, tobacco. That's what most of us would say. And there is no doubt that these substances are a triple threat to the health of many individuals and society as a whole. But what if I were to tell you about another substance at least as dangerous to our health as those three, and one that probably all of us consume every day? In fact, you may be eating or drinking this highly addictive substance right now as you're watching this program. That's right, it's sugar. And you think, no, I avoid sweets, cakes, sweet fizzy drinks. I'm okay. You may not be. Sugar is found in most processed foods. Read the labels. No sugar there? Well, if you see dextrose, sucrose, lactose, anything ending in O, S, E, you've got sugar. Oh, there's no problem. You're slim. Not a bit of fat on you. But it's not just obesity and diabetes that are linked to sugar addiction. High intake of sugar has been linked to other common diseases like heart disease and some types of cancer. So what is it that makes sugar so addictive? Two things, really. First of all, when we eat sugar, a chemical known as dopamine is released in the brain. What does dopamine do? It gives us feelings of pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. Simply, it just makes us feel good. That chocolate biscuit is pretty hard to resist when you know how it will make you feel. Sure, you can also release dopamine through exercise. Not as easy as eating that biscuit, is it? But it's a whole lot healthier. The other thing that causes us to crave sugar is when our blood sugar level gets too low. This commonly happens when we go more than 3 or 4 hours without eating anything. But when that happens, don't grab that chocolate biscuit. Try a piece of fruit instead. Fruit contains a sugar known as fructose, which isn't at all harmful unless consumed in very large amounts.
Text 3.
Hey David, how's it going?
Oh, all right, I guess. How about you?
I'm good, but you don't sound so good. What's up?
Oh, I'm okay now, but I was up most of the night. I couldn't sleep. I finally fell asleep around 5 in the morning. Then, I had to get up at 7 to come to school.
I told you to slow down, David. Your life is crazy. You go to school, have a part-time job, and you're out doing stuff with friends almost every night. It's too hard on your body.
Not every night. Maybe 3 nights a week, 4 at the most. I've never had this problem before, but last night, I got these unusual pains in my stomach. That's why I couldn't sleep.
Oh, but you're okay now.
Yeah, fine. Just a bit stressed about this exam later. I wish I had slept more.
Well, I'm no doctor, but I think it must be something you ate. Maybe you got food poisoning or something.
I did go to the pizza place, you know, where we always go. Joanna and I shared a double cheese pizza and then had ice cream for dessert.
Double cheese and ice cream? Sounds to me like you might be lactose intolerant.
I thought you were no doctor.
I'm not. But I know a bit about it because my father is lactose intolerant.
Okay, Dr. Philip. What exactly is this disease?
Well, it's not really a disease, more like a condition. It just means your body can't really tolerate this kind of sugar called lactose, which is in milk, cheese, ice cream, and everything else made from milk. I'm sure you can read about it online.
Oh, what should I do? Should I go to a doctor?
You could go and get it confirmed. You could also just cut down on pizza and other things with lactose. My father avoids them when possible, but he also has pills that he takes to help him digest lactose. You can get them at the chemist's without a prescription.
Well, thanks for that, Dr. Philip. How much do I owe you?
No problem, David. The first visit is free.